he got most of his writings from, like, Norse and things like that. But like in the appendix, I mean, he's come up with whole different languages. I mean, written alphabets, pronunciations, numbers, everything like that. It takes a really long time to.
He uses a lot of that in his work.
Oh yes.
I guess it's kind of. Did you ever read Clockwork Orange?
Yes, I saw the movie too.
Yeah, kind of similar to that sort of.
No, I mean, when you're reading this, it really makes you wonder if you see. The way the story said is he found this book. It was called The Red Book of Westmarch, and it was supposedly written by a hobbit. And it makes you wonder with all the languages names and everything. It sounds, you know. He must have really found it, you know, or this really did happen.
Yeah. Okay. What about this thing that you can put a baby in? It has wheels on it, can move around.
Carriage.
Yeah. What would you say you're going to do in that situation? Like, I think I'll put the baby in the carriage and go out and...
Stroll.
All right. I want you to use the phrase, grown up here. Say if a man has three children. One is 10 years old, one's 15, and one's 20. Now, the one who's 20... talking about him in terms of being grown up, you'd say of the three,
he's grown up, or he's the oldest.
All right. Now, how would you use grown up if you were going to compare him with the other two? Of the three, he's the...
Using grown up?
Mm-hmm.
He's the grown-up one of the family.
Okay, let me give you a choice. Would you say he's the grown-upest or he's the most grown-up?
Grown-upest.
Okay. All right, a man's children, let's say he might have a son and a...
Daughter.
All right, or a boy or a...
Girl.
Okay. Talking about a woman's condition, if she's expecting a baby, you'd say she's...
Pregnant or expecting.
All right. Now, is there a... Either one of those, would you consider a polite way of saying it, or what are those words? Are they neutral, or are they...
Both of them are.
Both of them neutral.
You say she's expecting or she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there another way of saying that, say if she's not married?
Unwed mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, does knocked up mean anything to you?
Oh, well, that's more the... She's knocked up. Laid up.
Does that necessarily mean that she's not married?
No.
I mean, she could be married and knocked up.
She could be married and knocked up.
Yeah, okay. Would you have a name for a woman who would be able to help with a delivery if a doctor is not available?
Midwife.
Mm-hmm. All right, and this expression, if a boy, say, has the same color hair and eyes as his father, and his nose maybe is shaped about the same, you'd say that the boy...
Resembles his father.
Anything else you've heard?
Looks like, takes after.
Mm-hmm. Would you say anything different if the boy had inherited his father's bad habits?
Chip off the old block. Mm-hmm. Like his old man. Thanks for that.
And if a woman has looked after three children until after they're grown up, you'd say she has, what, three children?
Raised.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And to a child that's misbehaving, you might tell them, well, now you do that one more time, I'm going to give you a good...
Whipping.
Same side of that?
Beating.
All right. Would those both be pretty severe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you have a name for the one that's less severe?
Scolding.
Would you actually get hit if you got a scolding?
No. Just jumped on.
Okay. What about spanking? Paddling?
Good spanking, good paddling.
Those wouldn't be as bad as a whipping.
No. No, it's about the same as whipping.
Could be. Okay. All right, this verb, if a boy is 2 inches taller this year than he was